Jason.com.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will.
And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change. America! 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. My name's Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
That's us.
The number is 888-340-3373.
You said that like you almost knew the phone number.
888-340-3373.
That's it. Hey, and, you did that good.
It's a very big announcement tonight, Kevin.
A very big announcement?
Yeah, I got a very big announcement.
What is the big announcement?
Right here at the top of the program. I'm a sick puppy.
Hold on 1 second. Ladies, could we shut the door or stop talking because we're doing the show now. I appreciate that.
I'm a sick puppy.
Does our team know we're on the air at this point in time? I'm just wondering.
I'll say it again.
You're a sick puppy?
How sick are you?
Is that what I'm supposed to ask?
No.
Oh, okay. Why are you calling yourself a sick puppy?
Because I don't feel well. And I...
Oh, Stephen went for the simple punchline.
I got him!
You tricked me completely.
Huh?
Had me just... Completely off.
I just did a comedic Jedi mind trick.
You did. That was total like Yoda right there.
Right?
Yeah.
That was a.
So, how many drugs did you put in your body last hour before showing up to work?
Well, here's the thing. I was fighting a sinus infection.
Lovely. Perfect time of year for that.
And it was.
Is this why you've got like 55 layers of clothes on?
Yeah. Yeah.
These lights are not.
Yeah.
This is a cold studio.
Yeah. I'm freezing to death right now.
Okay.
And it was been like, you know, I don't know, 6 days.
Okay.
And you know, I'm quite macho.
Well, yes.
So I figured,
would concur with that.
I figured I can beat this thing. Right?
And you've given up on the fight now.
Well, you know, the thing is, I ain't the spring chicken I used to be. And, I was getting exhausted.
Oh, bummer.
But, like, how wimpy does that sound? I was getting exhausted.
Well, it doesn't sound.
Just from fighting a sinus infection.
It doesn't sound gay. You don't have to make it sound like that. It just sounds like you got sick.
Who says that impersonation was that?
Most living, breathing human beings.
It was a sinus list.
Oh, okay. The list was dripping down from his head all the way to the back of his speaking chamber.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. Hey.
So, officially, I'm not responsible for what I might say or do for the next 2 hours.
Is this your way of warning those in the listening universe that Stephen Baldwin might say something a little?
Because I went, on the way here, I went to see Dr. Henry.
Right.
And he gave me some spray. He said there's steroids in it.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah. So I'll be.
Steroids are always fun. Did you get any antibiotics?
Yeah.
So you must really have an infection because they don't normally give that to you just for nasal drip because that's a virus.
Right. Well, he said that.
So it's turned into a bacterial infection.
Very good, Kevin.
Wow.
That's exactly what he said.
Yeah. Well, I know this stuff. I've had these sinus problems forever.
Right.
And ever and ever.
So I'm loopy, I'm on drugs, and I'm on the air.
I got to say, though, this fall.
I'm roided out. I'm roiding.
He will be excommunicated from the Hall of Fame. There will be an asterisk next to Stephen's name in the book of records. I don't know which record book that will be.
Yeah, exactly.
Although you did set a new record for Stevie B tonight. You beat me to the studio.
Well, no. I was about 45 minutes early.
Yeah.
And I just, you know me, I'm kind of weird.
He beat me to the studio.
I'm kind of weird. I love to just watch people's reactions.
Half the audience just died of shock from heart attacks beating
Ivan,
the chest.
who really is kind of walking in his leadership right now in great comfort because he didn't even notice. That was kind of cool.
He's the boss. You got to be nice to him.
And most everybody else, you know, had some kind of a facial contortion. But Jackie's was the best.
Well, okay, what did Jackie say?
I just watched her almost have like a brain aneurysm when she came through the door. She came through the door and like, you know.
Well, you beat her here.
For a nanosecond, she had like Bell's palsy on one side of her face. She was like, oh, hi,
just a complete facial paralysis.
Like, yeah, she was like, hi, Steven. You know, she was like, Steven? So that was cool.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Something's bothering me.
Uh-huh.
Not the topic that we're going to get to the topic. My bride calls me yesterday. Yep. I was flying back. I was on a trip this week consulting with some of our friends down south. And I'm on my way back. I get a message from the bride, lovely bride, and she goes, you're not going to believe this. It just came from whatever store she was at. And it was like the fifth or sixth store that day she'd been to. All five or six of them had Christmas decorations up.
Yeah.
Then I'm on Facebook. My pastor posts a picture from Macy's here in New York yesterday. What was that? October 25th?
Yeah.
It's beginning to look a lot like October 25th because Macy's was decked out in holiday stuff.
Yeah.
So I take little James. He's big enough now at 3 years of age to be able to go run daddy errands with me on Saturday, which is just the coolest because his ankle-biting brother is not, like, trying to, like, hit him and keep him on the floor. His mom's not yelling at him because he's been defying her openly in recent days. So it's just Dad and James, and we're just driving around. And we needed to go to the Sears Hardware to see if they had what we needed, and if they didn't, we're going to go to the Home Depot, and then we were going to go a couple of other places. Oh, the grocery store. So we went to the Sears Hardware. They didn't have everything we needed. They had one thing. They didn't have everything. We went to the Home Depot. We went to the grocery store. We came back home. All three stores, Christmas decorations. It's October 25th.
Yes.
Isn't that a little odd?
It's the end of the world, Kevin.
Let's just start Christmas July 5th.
Why not?
Right after the 4th of July. Just start rolling out the stuff then. Yeah, all the sales and all the stuff. And the Home Depot was the worst. They had rows and rows of fake trees and fake fireplaces to put the fake trees next to, and they all lit up with fake gel that you could
evil
actually get
Home
to,
Depot.
You actually could get the fake evil gel to pop out to pop out heat.
That was
from
so
the
cool
fireplace.
Did you hear yourself just now? They had rows and rows.
Rows and rows.
It was like a Christmas carol of some kind.
It was absolutely awful. I mean, I love Christmas. You know me.
It's not even
Christmas
Halloween
like,
yet.
I know. It's not even the week of Halloween yet. That starts tomorrow.
Well, you know where I live.
And then you got, you're up in the witchcraft country.
Yeah.
But
I drove through
I'm sure
Nyack.
They're already.
I drove through Nyack tonight, man.
I'm sure they're already. Like,
they had torches and stuff.
Sacrificing bats or something. Yeah, that's more than bats. That's what Nyack does. Good thing New York can't hear still.
Yeah.
They all descend upon the studio.
Yeah.
Where's Baldwin and McCullough?
Yeah.
We're here for their souls. Forget Thanksgiving. We don't do Halloween in our house anyway, but forget Thanksgiving and, yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy holiday. Because we're not going to say Christmas anymore because we can't say that because there's some sort of religious connotation to it.
Right.
So we're going to say happy winter solstice starting October 25th.
Yeah.
And a jolly merry day to you, too. So anyway, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Saturday night, and we do have something to talk about tonight that, I don't know, I found disturbing. Did you find it disturbing?
Yeah.
Did you just come from TV? Because you have makeup all over your face. Did you just come from TV?
No, I put it on for this
program. Oh, for this TV.
Yeah.
That's right, because we're on TV. On Biz TV and the UAN.
Right. And I just took a lot of drugs.
So you thought, I better cover up the...
I looked kind of clammy and, you know, drippy. So I figured I'd just try to give myself a little...
Steven was going to go as a dead corpse to Halloween, but then the sinus infection got him and he... Became the
Didn't
Walking
have,
Dead,
yeah.
So
I'm a zombie once again.
Anyway. Well, we're live from New York. No, we're going to talk about teachers and kids tonight and movie theaters. And why does our society hate our children? Please help fill me in on this. 888-340-3373. Please help explain why our society hates our children.
Is that or is it just doesn't care about them anymore?
No, I think they genuinely hate them.
Hate. It's a strong word.
I think that the culture, I think the teachers' unions, I think teachers' unions hate kids. And if you're a member, not a member, I like the members of the teachers' unions, the you know, regular people that are just forced to join. But if you're a leader of the elite ruling class of the teachers' unions, I hope you get Stevens' sinus infection and there are no antibiotics for you. That's what I hope for you tonight.
Ouch. Ouch.
I'll explain why when we come back. Oh, we got 10 seconds. Just in time for me to say, hey.
That was good, Kev.
It's Baldwin McCullough.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us from New York every Saturday evening from 9 to 11 Eastern. It is Baldwin McCullough Live. This last Thursday evening, Megyn Kelly led her show off with this story.
First on the Kelly File tonight, the House of Representatives just passed a bill aimed at keeping sex offenders, convicted sex offenders, and violent felons from working in our children's schools. But both Democrats and Republicans supported this thing. Nonetheless, as it heads to the Senate, the teachers' unions are now objecting. Kyle Olson is with the Education Action Group Foundation, and he is in disbelief over this. I mean, Kyle, the one thing that Democrats and Republicans agree on, let's keep the convicted rapists and sex offenders away from our most vulnerable, our children, in their schools. And the teachers' union says we disagree. Why?
It seems like a no-brainer, but I think ultimately unions are out to protect the adults. They're out for their dues payers, for their members. They're not out for the interests of the children. And so that's why we see their opposition to bills like this. But look, we should have zero tolerance for issues like this. We should have a higher ethical standard for teachers and school employees. I mean, just think about zero tolerance. We have zero tolerance policies for weapons. A kid who bites a Pop-Tart into a gun or has a Hello Kitty bubble maker will be suspended or expelled if they have those sorts of things.
Yeah.
But yet we can't have a zero tolerance policy for people convicted, as you said, convicted, not rumors,
right.
Not
is that,
allegations,
is that a question
but
in
convicted
a court
of
law?
Rape and those sorts of issues.
Well, let me tell you what why some are objecting, including, it's not just unions. Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, Democrat of Minnesota, said the language will ignore the ability of people to overcome their criminal backgrounds by imposing lifetime bans. I mean, I'm thinking, you know, how do you overcome your history of murder?
Pretty good question. Back live, Baldwin McCullough in New York. Glad you're with us. Pretty good question, given the fact that this is about the dumbest thing I have ever seen, and there's no explanation for it. There's no explanation for why the teachers' unions would want sex offenders, rapists, murderers, kidnappers, child pedophiles, again, not suspended, suspected, indicted. We're talking exclusively convicted people. 888-340-3373. Stephen, you asked before we went to the last break, did I really want to say that our teachers' unions hate our children? How do you respond to this story?
Well, let me. So they passed a law.
The House passed it.
Right.
It's going to go to the Senate to try to be passed so it becomes a federal law. Then the president would need to sign
it. But the union, the teachers' union,
kill it. They want to kill it in the Senate
because they think it's too strong.
I don't know why they want to kill it, but they want to kill it. They want to convince the Democrats in the Senate to kill the bill, not bring it up for a vote, or if it comes up for a vote, defeat it. So that it doesn't become law.
Why do you think? What's your hunch?
Well, that's interesting. Because I don't agree with what Kyle Olson said in the video clip.
Right. There's got to be some other political...
I don't think it's money. And I honestly think that we may not be ready to hear this tonight. I think the agenda of how we view our kids and what we... I don't think we care about our kids anymore. And I think we want what we want more than we want anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that...
I think I agree with the second half of that. I think I agree with we want what we want, and that's kind of what's pervasive now throughout the culture and society.
But if we're saying we don't... If we're saying it's okay for sex offenders to come teach in the public schools after they've been convicted, what are we really saying in that moment? What are we really saying? Is the safety Do we first of all think that sex offenders do not have recidivism issues?
Mm-hmm.
Well, statistically, sexual offenders are the most likely go back in to experience recidivism of all criminals.
Right. They can go away for 20 years, come back out, and do it again.
Ruin a kid the next day.
Right.
That's exactly what they do. So I don't understand. But I know we've got teachers that listen to us. I know that there's people out there that work in public education. Maybe you can explain it to me. I'm going to save telling you what I really think my gut on this is, because
mm-hmm.
I want to hear what
people
have to say.
I knew there was something. I could tell.
No, there is. And I'm sensing a trend in a number of areas, and I've got a column coming out tomorrow about this, and we'll talk about all of that. But I want you that are listening, watching, if you're watching on the UAN tonight, in Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, across Texas, if you're watching on Biz TV, if you're listening to us on Sirius XM or any number of radio stations across the country, please answer me this question. Why do you think the teachers' unions want sex offenders, rapists, and murderers to teach your children?
That's so weird.
And how do you feel about that? Because it's not a mystery. It's not in question. They are trying to kill a bill. And let me give you a little more information about the bill specifically. What it would do is it would allow all public schools to go through and do an immediate criminal background check of everyone that is currently teaching. So it would impact everyone already on the school rolls, number one. Number two, it would give the schools complete autonomy to say, you're a felony convict, out, you're gone. You're a felony convict, you're out, you're gone. It would also give them the privilege to say that on any new hires. So they get to run these background checks now all new hires. So are we so worried? Is the teachers' union so worried that we have so many convicts in the public education system right now that it would actually be that much of a significant loss to their dues? Like how much are the dues? I mean, so you peel off maybe less than 5% of all your teachers. I mean, that's what I would think. Is the number higher than that?
Hmm.
Do we have more than 5% of the teacher population that are convicted felons?
What if it is?
Well, holy cow, then I definitely want the bill to pass.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know. 888-340-3373. But why would the teachers' unions insist on sex offenders being given the right to teach your children in the public schools? What is your feeling? What is your reaction to this? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, we're not helpless in this matter. We can, in fact, do something about it. And I want to push everybody tonight to do this. Senator Harry Reid, not my favorite senator, but he's in a position here to win a little bit of favor with me. If he brings the bill forward for a vote, Democrats in the House passed it. I mean, they worked with Republicans. Everybody was in favor of this. He has the chance to bring this to the Senate to pass it and make it become law. Teachers' unions give a lot of campaign money to Democratic candidates.
Mm-hmm.
He's risking his own support, everything else, money that could come to his campaign if he defies the unions. But friends, I think there are some things more important than getting elected again, and I think that protecting our children is one of them. Maybe I'm sensitive because I've got a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, but do you really want sex offenders in the classroom with you? And it's not just the teachers. They can coach. They can become janitors and support staff.
Mm-hmm.
They can work anywhere in the school system. Well, right now, this bill would allow the school to come in, run the background check on everybody on the payroll, and kick them out if they've got convictions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one Muslim congressman, Keith Ellison, says, oh, you're being too hard on them. What if they changed? Should we forgive them? Should they have a chance to come back and teach our kids? What do you think? 888-340-3373. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. Call us right now. 888-340-3373. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March grab-and-go bucket special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
MuchGood.com. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. It's Saturday night. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number's 888-340-3373.
You're sounding good for someone who's on drugs.
It's the steroids.
offset the drugs.
I'm like Steve Austin, the man that was barely alive. I'm the $6 million steroid radio host right now.
We are live in New York, and we're glad that you're with us. Most Yankee fans don't know anything about some baseball game that's being played tonight because anathema of a rival is playing. So
it's so weird.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel at all like there's a World Series going on at all.
The Yankees aren't there? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Yeah.
I think Boston's pretty terrific.
Really?
Yeah.
He's never said that before. Must be the drugs. All right, so
go Boston. As I squirt this.
Yeah, give him more.
Go Boston.
So the story we've picked out, at least to get the show rolling tonight, is this story about the healthcare. Man, I don't want to talk about healthcare anymore at all. Yeah. If I ever live another day, I'm so sick of that. But the teachers' unions, the House passed this piece of legislation, and they said, you know what, we just think it's a really bad idea for rapists and murderers and convicted sex offenders, not suspected, not indicted, not accused, not any of that, actually convicted in a court of law, felony sex offenders, pedophiles. We think that they shouldn't be teaching in our schools. And so they passed this law. Overwhelming agreement between Republicans and Democrats in the House supported it. Even the one communist in the House of Representatives supported it. The only one that didn't was the Muslim. And I don't know why. I don't know why Keith Ellison, the Muslim, who was sworn in on the Quran instead of the Bible, I don't know why he supported putting sex offenders in the classroom with your kids, but he did. But just about everybody else in the House supported this bill. It goes to Senator Harry Reid's desk. It will be up to him to call it for a vote. It will be up to the Senate to pass it, send it to the president to sign into law. And I think that if it gets passed, I think the president will sign this. If not, he will have some major explaining to do, Lucy.
Mm-hmm.
But the teachers' unions are trying to kill the bill in the Senate, and I want to know why. What could they possibly say? Now, Stephen, you're a man of faith. You lived a wild and crazy life. Jesus changed you from the inside out. Does that mean if a sex offender comes to Jesus, that he should get to teach in public school again? Close, intimate contact with kids?
Well, my potentially controversial answer is Jesus could change the sex offender. Could happen.
Yeah.
Could happen. But the question becomes, which is something you and I discussed off the air before the beginning of the show, which is it seems the culture and society wants what it wants and it's moving in a certain direction. And now we're living in a dynamic that seems like, well, you know, come on. I mean, what about the poor sex offender's feelings? Doesn't he deserve a second chance? And if he rapes someone, well, okay, we were wrong with him. Just that one. But, you know, see,
that's Keith Ellison's argument. Not giving him a chance to be redeemed.
So, exactly. So, to ask Stephen Baldwin personally, I think it becomes like a statistical dynamic.
Okay, let me make it more practical. If the girls were young, they were in public school, and you knew that school in your town, where your girls were in class, had hired a sex offender as their teacher, but he said, hey, that was 10 years ago, I'm over it, haven't had any breakout since.
Pull them out in a second.
Yeah. Okay. See? And that's from the born-again whack job that's out there talking about Jesus everywhere. He says.
And my dad, who was a public school teacher for 30 years and a football coach.
If your dad knew there was a sex offender in the school, he would have kind of kicked his butt.
He'd have just thrown him out.
Yeah, he wouldn't have come back. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Harold in El Paso, listening to Sirius XM. Harold, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call this evening, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to speak to you.
You too.
Thanks, Harold.
I am also a firm believer in zero tolerance policies for a number of different things. And I think that in the case of murder and rape, that's pretty straightforward and clear cut. But when you get into sex offenders, on the other hand, there are hundreds and thousands of people in the registered sex offender program who got there for offenses.
Harold, hold on. We're up against a break. I want you to be able to explain what you mean in greater detail. Hold through this break. We'll be right back.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
With Kevin.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York every Saturday night. Live shots if you're watching on the UAN or Biz Television of Times Square. Even on a chilly fall October evening, it is still a very busy time in Times Square every Saturday night. Thank you for being here, and thank you for being with us every Saturday and for telling your friends. We welcome you into the studio. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and the actor of the acclaimed movie. What did it finish last week? 13th in box office per screen?
13, 14, last week 13, yeah.
Yeah. And did it go to extra screens this week because of that?
No.
Not yet.
It stayed where it is.
So it's about 500 screens.
Yeah, it's about 500 screens. I'm in Love with the Church Girl is the new movie. It's with Ja Rule and Adrian Bylone.
It's got a great cast.
Michael Madsen and Vincent Pastore. And it's just one of the coolest Christian films just about almost ever made. Ever.
ever.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the churchgirl.com is where you can go and see that. I'm in love with the churchgirl.com.
Doing very well in its second weekend as we speak, and we're excited.
Yeah, cool. Well, we're excited that Steven's here. He's been on the road promoting that a lot. And
yeah.
So you spent almost the whole week at home, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been in bed for 4 days.
Because I think you were coming down with whatever it is you're now taking drugs for a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You may want to take drugs after you hear the story that we're talking about tonight. The teachers' unions are actually petitioning to get sex offenders and rapists and murderers in the classrooms. And I can't understand why. Harold from El Paso, Texas, listening to XM Sirius XM, has called in to try to explain why that may be the case. And, Harold, thanks for holding on through the break.
Oh, no problem. Glad to be with you.
Sure thing.
You were saying, Harold?
Yes. Let me kind of wrap it up in short terms, because I know there are probably other people wanting to talk. But when you get into the sex offender program, it's kind of not right to just, you know, simplify it to sex offender as sex offender, because I personally know of two high school students who were part of a football party. After they won a game, they went out, they got drunk, and both of them had to use the restroom, and the line was long, so they went out behind the building and took a whiz against the side of the building, and the wrong people came along and caught them. Both of them were convicted and placed in the sex offender program as registered sex offenders for that kind of thing. And unfortunately, there are many, many more people in situations kind of like that that get caught up in the system for things that really aren't sex offenses. And to oversimplify it by just saying sex offender program is a one-size-fits-all, I think is kind of, you know, not proper. When you get into that kind of area, you almost have to take a look individually, individual by individual, at the case history and find out what it was before you lump them into a category.
Yeah. But in the case that you're suggesting right now, do you mean to tell me the two high school guys got drunk, they did what they did, now for the rest of their lives, they're listed as sex offenders just because of that?
Yes, sir. They were.
Well, then
they
there's
were
a problem with
required.
The law. Then there's
yeah,
a problem with the law in that instance.
In the system.
They could have gotten. They should have gotten much better lawyers. Is obviously the case.
I agree, but you know, like I say, there are many, many cases similar to that.
Yeah, you
in
know
the
what,
system.
Harold. The thing is, I just don't care. Here's the thing. I don't care if you and a girlfriend had sex after a wild high school party and she misreported you and it was a lie. It's not worth taking the risk. And here's my problem. In every major story that's come out in the last year where a teacher's been caught having sex or having an inappropriate relationship with the student, the teachers' unions have assisted every teacher in every one of those instances. They've gone to bat to defend these guys in every single case. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry those guys took leaks on the side of the school, and I'm sorry that they can't ever teach in the classroom. But I don't care. I want purity when it comes to the classroom, particularly in schools where my kids are going to attend. And that may make me sound like a really total hard case. It doesn't matter to me. If you're
not
labeled
really
with that, you don't get the chance.
But let me ask you a question, Harold. Quick question.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you the obvious proverbial question, which is, okay, Harold, so your niece is going to a school, blah, 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 and God forbid, brother, but something happens, God forbid, because of, you know, what seems to be the complacency that's now kind of arising out of the situation. Is it worth the innocence of one young person as opposed to those two guys who may not ever be able to teach?
You know, you're absolutely right. When it comes to a situation like that, there's you have to pay attention. You have to be vigilant. And in the school system today, there's so much that the kids have to be worried about. That's one less issue that I think we should, you know, put on their shoulders. So, you know, I will agree with you, to an extent. I still think that there are some people that get caught up in the system unfairly, but,
sure.
You know, you're right. I suppose it's better to lump it all into one and just say these guys cannot teach in our school system than to try and weed out the ones that got caught up by accident.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you for your time and for your patience in letting us get your thought out. Appreciate your willingness. Thank you for the call. Here's my sincere curiosity. I can't get past this. How do teacher unions leadership that are defending these guys, how do they sleep at night? None of them have kids? Do they have kids and think, well, it'll never really impact my kids? Because I don't know how you look yourself in the mirror and go, oh, I'm willing to take that risk with other people's children.
Mm-hmm.
To me, there's something criminally wrong in the heart of somebody that can support that. I mean, that's demonic in my mind.
You know, unions are unions. You know, they're...
Maybe we should bust them.
They're getting creepy. Well...
And again, I don't have any ill feeling towards the members of the teachers' unions. Most of the teachers in the teachers' unions don't agree with a lot of the leadership's positions on a lot of things. They use that weight of having that union for a lot of political stuff that a lot of the teachers involved in the unions don't. But the leadership of the unions, yeah, I could put like a sewer lid around their neck and drop them in the ocean tomorrow and probably wouldn't miss them. Maybe that's uncaring on my part. But you're the one that want to put sex offenders in my kids' classroom, so we'll call it even. How about that? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Am I being too harsh? It's Baldwin McCullough.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9.
$20. Full body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and he's Kevin McCullough.
You are starting to talk like you're on meds now.
Yeah.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Now, you know what I was kind of almost thinking I was for a second?
No.
Baby Carl for a second.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people don't know who Baby Carl. He was the original consultant for this show.
Yeah.
Now living in the beautiful metropolis of San Antonio, Texas.
Yeah.
And maybe listening to us tonight on KSLR
Baby
Radio.
Carl.
Or seeing us on Verizon with the UAN. Who knows?
Because I love, and he gets a kind of twang to his voice up there a little bit.
Well, and he would at sometimes drag his words out like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depending on how many aspirins he had had.
I was channeling Baby Carl.
Anyway, 888-340-3373. Let's go right back to the phones and talk to George, who's calling from Roy, Utah. Hey, George, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hello. How you doing?
Doing well. Appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you.
Your thought on what we're discussing? We're discussing whether or not the teachers' unions want sex offenders to teach your kids in school. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's threefold. I think, number one, the Democratic Party is losing power, though they may not seem to be. They are. And they need more votes and more support, so they're attacking something or proposing something that will cause people of like mind to sign up for, people with a Christian or Judean moral basis will be abhorred at something like this, and it gives them the opportunity to early identify those who would be against it and just not hire them, and those who are for it and such, they would hire them. And down the road, the effect you'll find is children who, say, 30, 40 years ago looked at Columbus as a hero will now look at him as annihilator, genocide, a murderer of people. And that's really what I think all things going is more governmental control over the lives of people, power, basically.
Well, and that's okay. Thanks, George. Appreciate the comments. This is really weird because what you have here is a bill that came out of the House with both parties in support of it. It was even the communists in the House voted in favor of it. But you had one congressman that kind of came out and said, I don't know, it's kind of not fair. You're not giving them a second chance. You've got to give people a second chance.
Yeah.
Stevie B, you got to give the sex offender a second chance with your kids.
Yeah.
Notice how they always are willing to give someone else a second chance with your kids or your tax money or your freedoms or your faith. They're glad to spend that capital. Would they send their kids to a school that had sex offenders as teachers?
But you know what's weird? They might.
Well, they might. And when we get into the second hour, we're going to add a layer to this because it's not just the schools that are doing this. There's a movie theater in New York this weekend that is doing something that's almost more unconscionable than this. And when you kind of put the pieces together, maybe the teachers' unions are doing this because they think no one will pay attention and no one will care. We'll just indoctrinate and sexualize all children across all age groups, all ethnicities, all backgrounds, and nobody will give a rip. Coming right back, Hour 2, Baldwin McCullough.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.